Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. 20 years ago, on January 26, 1993, a new global union representing teachers and other educational workers was created. Education International, known as EI, was formed by the merger of two existing unions at a convention where delegates from 210 organizations represented some 18 million members. Today, EI represents 30 million workers who are members of 390 organizations in more than 175 countries. The president of EI is Susan Hopgood. Ms. Hopgood is also the federal secretary of the Australian Education Union, the AEU. I asked Ms. Hopgood how the recent economic crisis was affecting the education sector.
Well, I think it's true to say that there's a common thread in responses to the debt crisis from many governments, particularly OECD governments. Whether they're governed by the left, centre or right, policies are focusing on austerity, cutting back on public expenditures, including education budgets. And as educators, we've seen the effects on our students, our parents and the community. And as unionists, we've seen core labour rights disappear and cost-cutting measures introduced to silence us. Those who don't share our belief in education have also not been silent, because alongside the cuts to education, the private sector interests are pushing private management practices with great zeal, pushing failed policies from decades ago, vouchers, performance pay, high-stakes testing, narrow back-to-basics curricula. They have their sights on the one bulwark that has repeatedly defended democracy, public education, and the right to comprehensive education for all, that is, teacher unions. The crisis impacting also on those in low-income countries, as we see overseas development aid for education, for basic education, decreasing at the same time as it's increasing for public-private partnerships.